Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and I am out here on the corners of Brookline and Longwood Avenues with Radio Boston's Adam Ragusea.
Hello.
Hey, Adam. I got to ask you, why is it that you brought me out here?
I will tell you the answer to that question, Meghna, but only on the other side of the street.
Okay, let me hit the walk button then.
Do you always do that?
Yeah, I mean, because this is a really busy intersection, and so I don't actually feel very safe crossing unless the little hand turns to the walking guy and tells me I can go.
Okay, do you have faith that hitting that button is going to actually achieve anything for you?
Sometimes I do feel like I wait a really long time.
Okay, well, let's wait.
And waiting.
And waiting. Oh, there we go.
All
right, let's cross. Okay, so here's the reason I have brought you here. I've always wondered about these buttons, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because honestly, to me, they always feel broken, you know? Like, they always feel like a little caved in on themselves. They don't, like, beep at you or light up at you or give you any indication that they've received your input, right?
Yeah.
And I never really see much correlation between hitting the button and getting a walk signal. So I put in a call to the relevant guy at City Hall. His name is John DeBenedictis. He's the director of engineering for the Boston Transportation Department. And I asked him, point blank, does the button do anything? And here's what he said.
Yeah, downtown and
okay, so John does know his stuff, but he's stumbling a bit here because the answer to this question is surprisingly complicated. It all depends on when and where you hit that button.
Downtown district, Back Bay, Beacon Hill, etc.
Uh-huh.
Financial district. Most of them are automatically set for a pedestrian call during the hours of 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
That means the pedestrian walk signal is automatically part of the traffic light cycle during those hours. So if you've ever frantically flipped the button on the way to your noon meeting at the Hancock Tower, you were wasting calories, my friend.
It's not going to hurt anything, but it's not going to put a call in because the calls have been automatically made through our traffic signal control system.
And that's a system that governs every single intersection in the city independently. Each one has its own rules. Over the corner of Mass Ave and Beacon Street, the pedestrian buttons are ineffective between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 6 on the weekends. At the corner of Washington and Newton in the South End, the buttons don't do anything until after 11 o'clock at night. At Stewart and Dartmouth in the Back Bay, the buttons never do anything. Ever. Neither do the ones at Mass Ave in Columbus or Dartmouth and Huntington. If you're curious about any other intersection, we have a complete list and a map at wbur.org/Boston. So, the big question, right? Why not just leave the button on all the time?
It's a numbers game where we know that there are going to be pedestrians at virtually every single cycle during the day, you know, downtown area. It's so busy down here with pedestrians.
John says if you're pretty sure there are going to be walkers at an intersection during certain times of day, he figures it's more convenient to just put the signals on an automatic cycle and turn the button off. People get a walk sign whether they ask for one or not. Now, logical as that system may sound, it drives some people crazy, like my friend Ken.
The cars don't have to push a button. They're automatically acknowledged by the system to have a right to go when it's their turn. People ought to be given that option also.
Ken Krukemeyer is a transportation consultant and a longtime booster of biking and walking. He took me to his most hated intersection in all of Boston, the corner of Park and Tremont Streets, right outside Park Street Station.
I like that the walk button over here is behind the newspaper boxes, and it seems to be of no concern to anyone.
Well, it probably shows that people have learned here that pushing the button doesn't make a darn bit of difference. And that's one of the really confusing things in Boston. Sometimes it does make a difference. You'll never get a walk light unless you push it. So we have all kinds of different things going on, but there's no feedback from the button that tells you anything so you know what to do.
All over the country, pedestrian advocates like Ken have been opposed to these buttons for years. And it's not just because they can be confusing. These groups argue that a button functions as a placebo, like a little stress toy. It provides a place for walkers to channel their frustrations as they wait and wait. Which leads me to the real reason Ken Krukemeyer hates this intersection.
So the cycle here is 100 seconds.
100 seconds.
100 seconds. Let
me just interject here and say that's a little long for a downtown intersection. Most of the cycles in Manhattan are 90 seconds, and in Philadelphia, they're 60.
Anyway, 100 seconds.
100 seconds. You get...
We're allowed to walk now.
We're allowed to walk for 7 seconds. Oops. Now we got 11 more seconds to get all the way across the other side.
This is one of the busiest intersections in the city for pedestrians, with about 20,000 red and green line riders popping down to the T station every day. And even with a walk signal on automatic cycle, which, remember, is supposed to help pedestrians...
93% of the time, you're faced with a don't walk sign. Or a flashing don't walk. So
Ken says a long light cycle, tiny walk period, and iffy pedestrian buttons make this intersection and dozens like it in Boston the worst of all worlds for pedestrians. But, as is so often the case, everything is different on the other side of the river.
So when I press a pedestrian walk sign button here in Cambridge, does it actually do something?
Yes. It will make sure that the walk phase you're asking for doesn't get skipped.
Sue Clippinger is in charge of the transportation department over in Cambridge. Her office is around the corner from my place in Central Square. And when we went for a walk the other day, we actually had trouble finding a pedestrian button to talk about.
And why is that?
Because generally we try not to do the button, because the button is a thing that allows you to give vehicles more time.
And that's not what we're all about here in Cambridge.
No.
What they are all about in Cambridge is keeping the whole traffic light cycle brief. So you may still get a really short walk sign like the one that annoys Ken Krukemeyer over by Park Street, but at least you'll get it more often.
So we're not being pedestrian friendly by necessarily making a walk longer than it needs to be. What we're doing is trying to make the time when you can't walk shorter, because that's the time that's most annoying.
So, Adam, I've got to say that it's during that annoying time when I, and I think so many other Bostonians, start to contemplate committing a crime.
Would that be jaywalking?
Yes. I mean, especially now when I'm in downtown Boston, I'm never going to know if pressing that walk button did anything. So, honestly, I feel like I'll have no choice but to take matters into my own hands.
Well, that's part of the argument against these buttons, right? Especially if you're turning them on and turning them off over the course of the day, you leave people not knowing what's going on. And when people don't understand the system, as the theory goes, they're more likely to just give up on the system and cross whenever they want. But just remember that in Boston, if the button is turned off, it's turned off because the walk sign is automatically part of the traffic light cycle. You will get a walk sign if you wait. The problem is, if you're in an intersection during the hours when the button is on, you're not going to get a walk sign unless you hit it. So if you're curious about how it works at any particular intersection, you can go to our website, wbur.org/Boston. We have a complete map there of all the affected intersections.
Well, I will definitely be looking at that and memorizing it and trying to avoid those intersections. But Radio Boston's Adam Ragusea, thank you so much for peeling back this layer of urban Boston.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
And coming up after the break, the first in our series of conversations with Massachusetts gubernatorial candidates. We kick off with Republican Charlie Baker. Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.